Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello. I'm GV. Nice to meet you. You are my next client. Good, good, good. Okay, so you filled out the waiver and things. Okay. Yes, I am a very, very, very qualified tattoo artist indeed. So, you are here for a flash tattoo, is that correct? Awesome. So many good designs to choose from. You literally can't lose. I'm gonna go ahead and make sure. So all the stuff you filled out. No concerns for allergies. That's all totally fine. And ID. Good. Whatever you would for me to call you. Okay, perfect. All right. Great. I'm super excited. I love it. It's gonna be great. I've been doing some really fun flash on people lately. Okay. So, do you have any questions for me before we start? If you want to go to the bathroom, I could get you some water. Oh no, it's gonna be a second before I actually like start. So okay, we'll go over the design first then. Perfect. Did you have an idea in mind about where you wanted it? Yeah, I like the arm can't really go wrong. We have a lot of options to work with in terms of placement. So let's take a look. Oh, this is two-sided. I don't know if you already decided on one before you came in, or you're just a very spontaneous person and you decided that you just wanted some flash tattoo art today. So here is the first page of designs. I can tell you are already overwhelmed with indecision. It happens. How could you not be? Look at this. Look at the choices that you have. We've got Demon Slayer. We've got Kirby. Okay. Smiling like an angel in the middle of the sheet. Rilakkuma. We've got Chainsaw Man. We've got Ouran High School. Host Club. It aged alright. Yeah. What about, Jujutsu Kaisen? Okay. Many, many options. I've been dying to do this Gudetama egg butt on someone's skin permanently forever. It could be you. Oh, yeah. No. See, I couldn't decide either. Absolutely not. Especially because there's another side to this. Here we have, you could do the elements from Avatar The Last Airbender. Well, the elements aren't from Avatar The Last Airbender. The elements are the elements, but the symbols. You could do all four. You could, maybe you're an earth person, excuse me. I'm a fire. water. If you're here with your bestie, could do Bone and Kula. Very popular bestie tattoos. L. We have the actual L too. I have that on my arm. Oh yeah. Right here. Take a little peeky. Literally can't go wrong with that one. It's too good. It's too good. And maybe you're a Beastars fan like myself. You could do Haru, Lugoshi, Precious Lugoshi. My Hero Academia. Oh, absolutely. Precious Baby Bean Bakugo. Competing with Lugoshi for who's more precious. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't envy you, but the choice must be made. The good thing is, you can always get more. Yeah. It's a great thing about tattoos. Okay. You have a decision. Oh, fantastic choice, fan. Fantastic. I love that. It suits you. I don't know you, but it suits you. Okay, great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a stencil. Make sure that it's chef's kiss. Perfect. No, I'm not going to freehand this. You don't want that. I don't want that. And we'll get the stencil onto your skin. So what were you thinking in terms of sizing? This is kind of like the original size. I can go a little bigger. We could go like a tiny bit smaller. But let's take a look. Okay, let me see your arm. Thinking left arm. Okay. So. Sizing might be perfect. I think it depends where you want it. Here or here. You're not sure? Well, why don't I do two stencils for you? No problem. If we do it here, I like it kind of like this original size. But then if you want it on this side, make it a little bigger. Does that sound good to you? And then you can see them both in the mirror. Yeah, no big deal. Cool. Great. Okay. So, I'm going to drop the stencil. Then we will shave your arm. We want to make sure that is smooth, like a baby seal. Okay. We don't want hair in the way of this masterpiece that I am about to bestow on you. And then we can get started. Awesome. Okay. So, forest. Just kidding. Oh yeah, definitely had clients come in that, you know, this wasn't gonna cut it. Was not gonna cut it. So, you know, if you know you're gonna get a tattoo in a particularly hairy area, you know, it's always better to just do it yourself the day before. You gotta be careful though, like, while you're actually shaving. Because then if you know, nick yourself, you can't get tattooed over that. So you gotta be careful. But no, this is not bad at all. Like, my little disposable razor is dominating that hair. It's gone. It's great. Okay. Awesome. Right. And this side of your arm is literally hairless. So you're good. All right. I'll spray it. Now I'm gonna do your sketch, okay? I've actually not done this flash in a while. I do repeat them, yeah. It's hard to tell somebody that, you know, they can't get an L tattoo. Yeah, exactly. That's my original design. Not that one. No, no, no. Did you know it's also the logo of Louisiana baseball team or something? College? I don't know. Anyway, hilarious to see who knows it as anime. Who thinks I'm a sports fan? And then we're going to make a bigger one, too. And I'm going to need to blow that up. Probably, maybe 5 to 5%. Okay, I'll be right back. You hang tight. No, I have not been tattooing for very long. Mm-mm. Big career shift for me. Yeah. Make sure this transfers over. Yeah. Many, many artists do have, like, thermal printers and stuff. That would be very smart of me to have and get. But I don't. Okay. Cut these out. Going to clean the other side of your arm, so we did not shave. Clean that, and we want to make sure that we have the stencil lubrication on your skin. It's going to help the stencil transfer over so that I can see it while I'm tattooing you. Okay. Fresh gloves. I hate germs. All my homies hate germs. Okay. And stencil. Going to clean, clean, clean. Stencil stuff going onto your skin. Just like that. And other side. Sometimes I have to, you know, we could place it down first, make a couple of lines, make sure it's centered, but this one, here, let me just, right there, this placement is good because it's very, like, it's clear where it's gotta go. There you go. Mm-hmm. Option one. Other one. Okay. Line up from here. I think. Okay. Before I place it down, right about here, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so many people when they're getting tattoos, like on the arm, because it hangs down at your body. You want it facing upward, straight up and down when you're standing and your arms are down. Somebody lifts their arm up towards themselves, you know, they say, well, my tattoo's upside down. You have it towards you. Just really honestly, it depends what you determine as upside down. Okay. We're gonna do it this way though. Yeah. Okay. We're in agreement. Great. Okay. Right here then. Perfect. Okay. Go ahead and take a look in the mirror. Feel free to take a picture of it. Move around. Take a minute to decide which one you like. Yeah, I feel like you really can't. You can't go wrong here. It kind of just depends whether you want it to be more like tucked in and then like revealed, or more on the outside. Yeah, okay. Sure. Cool. Alright, take a look. I'm going to grab some water. And if you need to use the bathroom or anything, just try not to bump the stencil or your arm or anything, because we're going to get started. If I were to cleanse you off again, then stencil would disappear. So you're good. Fantastic. Okay. This one won't take long at all, luckily. So you give it a once over, wait for that stencil to dry, and then we'll get started. Great. Thanks. Did you decide which one you're gonna do? Awesome. Yeah, let's do it. Oh, you really couldn't go wrong. Sometimes that's the best part. Sometimes it's hard to choose. I totally get you. Okay, so actual tattooing will not take long. Are doing this in black ink. Cool. There have been quite a few. Yeah. I have all black ink. Some gray ink as well, but no color tattoos for me yet. I don't know. I'll probably just stick with it. No white ink for me either. Do black. I think that's gonna be perfect. Suits it. Great. Awesome. Okay. Going to get a couple of paper towels. Thank you.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It startles me more often than not. Excited. Yeah. I use top of the line. This is my tattoo machine. Or I'll be tattooing. Sponsored. Yes. Okay. So, what I'm going to do is we're gonna start with a very small line first. Okay. And if it's really bothering you, if you're like, oh my god, I can't do this, then, you know, we can think about something else. Sometimes when people are really nervous, it's helpful to concentrate on your breathing. Into the nose, hold out through the mouth like you're blowing out a birthday candle. Ooh, happy birthday to me. Ooh, I love tattoos. Ooh. And then, if you're feeling woozy at all, please don't hesitate to tell me. We do have like some soda, so any like sugary drinks, carbonated drinks, some candy I have at the front. You can have some of that as well. That usually helps a lot. But the best thing is to not be nervous. Okay, I'm just gonna put this. I'm just gonna start. And we'll do a tiny little baby line. Ready? The light is good. The tank is clean. Here we go. Yeah, right. Good. It's not so bad at all, is it? Some people panic so much. Okay, we'll keep going then. Oh yeah, I'm trying to get my mom in here. I know she wants an anime tattoo. She will not admit it to herself. Oh no, she likes mine. Well, at first it was, if you get a tattoo, you're disowned. She'll now help me decide the placement. one of my next ones. I'm trying to fill my legs. This looks really cool. I like it a lot. Only 3 more hours to go. Just kidding. The dry wipe. Oh yeah. Okay. It has to be done sometimes, okay? It's for the greater good. That is the outline. Okay. And then I'm gonna just do a little bit of making sure these spots here and here, that's gonna be solid black. So advanced that you don't have to do that. No. Okay. All right. Let's do it then. Okay. Some people think that like the lines are the most uncomfortable. Some people think the shading is the most uncomfortable. Yeah, no, I think it depends. Yeah, it depends. Depends where I'm at in the day too. Something like this though, super easy. A little bit more, actually. Doing great. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the people who can't, you know, they can't talk while it's happening. I know they're really holding it in. Like, they're really holding it together. I'm very proud of them. But, yeah. When my cousin gets tattooed, it's this. The whole time. Like, breathe. Relax. Okay. Did it. That was nice and quick, huh? Yeah. I impressed myself. Okay. So let me just make sure. Perfect. You can go check it out in the mirror. You like it? I'm so glad. That's fantastic. Okay, great. We're going to let that sit for a moment then. I'm going to give you a little spray here. And I'll grab a picture of it. That's cool with you. And we can put on some Sanitarium. Great. Oh no, it's dope. I love it. I love it. You love it? I'm so glad. Yeah. I need probably like 300 more tattoos, I think. Then I'll be good. Then I'll be good. I'll be set. We'll see though. We'll see. Okay. I can also tell you about the aftercare while we're waiting. Just want to let that sit for a second before we cover it on up. What I'm going to use is Sanitarium, and it's just an adhesive bandage. They're great, especially for a small tattoo like this, and it's on a nice kind of like flat surface. This is waterproof, which is fantastic. You can shower in it. And it's going to let your tattoo breathe and heal, but it's going to be a protective barrier. It's great. So I usually recommend keeping this on probably 3 to 5 days. Sometimes 5 can be a little too long if you notice it feels really dry or anything like that. If your tattoo is releasing a lot of liquid, the ooze, the ink, the plasma, all that delicious stuff, sometimes I would be surprised if this one did, because it's just, it's not a ton of ink, a pretty small tattoo. But if it does, and you need it replaced, you're close by to the shop, I'd be happy to replace it for you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if it's been, you know, 3 to 5 days, you can take this off in the shower. It's a great place to do it. Warm water. Yours is on your arm if you wanted to do it in the sink. Obviously, that's fine. Warm water running over this, and you're going to peel slowly down, staying close to your skin. The things I have seen of people just dry ripping it off. Your tattoo will be in the main stages of healing about 2 weeks. You'll probably notice like a little bit of scabbing, like the texture is gonna look a little kind of like a scab, totally normal. Some flaking, it's like kind of the ink, like black ink flakes coming off your skin, again, totally normal. A little bit of redness is normal. If you notice anything like super hot to the touch, a lot of redness, very itchy. A healing tattoo can be pretty itchy, but basically we're just watching out for signs of infection. Again, you're more than welcome to DM me or come into the shop if you're concerned about anything at all. But once the Sanitarium comes off, I would recommend washing. It comes out to about 3 to 5 times a day. I always try to hit morning, boom, right when I wake up, nighttime, before I go to bed, sometime in the middle of the day, and then also wash anytime after it needs to be washed. For example, if my very loving but very dirty dog were to come up and lick my tattoo leg, which has happened before, I would immediately wash it. If you got a little sweaty, wash it. That kind of thing. If you, got off an airplane, wash it. I would also recommend making sure your bed sheets are clean. And if you have some long sleeves, making sure those are clean when you're wearing them is pretty helpful. After you dry it, after you wash it, you want to dry it with paper towel. I usually say for like the first 2 weeks. After that, like clean bath towels are fine, but I try to stay away from the bath towels for a few weeks when drying it. And you'll want to use that awesome, amazing, glory, perfect orange dial soap. It's the antibacterial, it's the gold. I can send you a picture of it. Mm-hmm. And then you put on a slight, tiny layer of Lubriderm. Yeah, I can show you. I can show you. Let me grab that for you, and then we'll take some pictures. Okay. There you go. So, this is the dial. I recommend the liquid because bar soap, pretty hard to make sure that it's, not contaminated. So, you're looking for that gold liquid antibacterial hand soap. Wash your hands first, and then get some of the soap in your hands. Lather, lather, lather. And then, gently but firmly, wash your tattoo. No scratching, picking, itching. None of that. Wash that tattoo right when the 3 to 5 days is up. And rinse with water, of course. Then we're going to take the paper towels. We pat dry with paper towels. No. Pat dry. And then once it's dry, your hands are still clean, I would recommend the Lubriderm. And you're looking for fragrance-free. This is super easy to find everywhere. If you are using another brand, most important thing, fragrance-free. You don't want the glittery Victoria's Secret bombshell body lotion. Mm-mm. That is inviting disaster. You get a little bit of this. You don't want to suffocate your tattoo. You don't want to over-moisturize. If you keep it very wet all the time, bacteria loves that. But you don't want it to be dry. People, have different opinions, but what I like to do. A little bit of Lubriderm. A sheen. A thin layer. And you'll be able to feel if your skin is super dry or anything like that. So that's what you'll do probably like 3 to 5 times a day for 2 weeks, and then you can keep it going, especially the moisturizer. You want to keep the moisturizer going for the rest of your life. It's always great to moisturize your tattoos. After a month, I wouldn't be too worried about like the fragrance-free, and that's when you can start using sunscreen, when it's fully healed, again, usually around the month mark. Mm-hmm. Until then, stay out of the sun. That will fade your new tattoo so fast. You also want to avoid soaking or submerging your tattoo. So no baths, definitely no hot tubs, no ocean swimming, that kind of thing. And then I'll also give you a printout of any other aftercare stuff, just so I know it's a lot of rules. Easy to forget, so I write it all out. Cool. All right, it's looking very good. So we're gonna take a picture. Grab my phone. Take a picture for the gram. Okay. All right. I'm gonna make sure the light is good. Looks great on you. Ah, it's so good. One second, let me fix the exposure here. Okay. Ah, check it out. So good. Yeah, you want me to send these to you? Your email code? The one on your form? Perfect. Okay, I'll do that. Can I tag you in that? Great. I will. Okay. Let's put on your second skin. You just need a small square here. Basically, just want it to extend maybe about half an inch to an inch. I'll do like an inch around this one. If you see the edges peeling up, it's not too bad. If any of the new tattoo is exposed, so if it's like peeling up so far that the tattoo is actually exposed, take it off, wash it. If it's been less than 3 days, feel free to come back and I can put a new one on for you. Great. Get the new roll. I just finished the other one. Sore? Not too bad, huh? No. Okay. Pat. Right. Is protected. Get to peel up the edge here. Always a fun part. Yeah, they have the part in the center that makes it easy to peel up, but I like a challenge, so. There we go. See? Oh, yeah, it's great because it's, you know, you can see it. And as it heals, it will be like extra ink and stuff is going to come out because it has nowhere to go. It will stay in the bandage. So if it looks like a little blurry or something in there, don't panic, don't freak out. It's just like the trapped ink. When you take it off and wash it, all that blurriness will kind of go away. Okay, great. Awesome. It was such a pleasure to meet you and to have you take home one of these awesome flash designs. So I hope you enjoy. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact. And hope to see you soon for another one. Oh, you'll be back. They always come back. See ya.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.